From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. An outdoor burn ban for 54 Georgia counties went into effect May 1st, primarily in the northern half of the state. MorningAgClips.com reports affected residents are asked to refrain from burning yard and land clearing debris that can negatively impact the state's air quality during the hot summer months. The burn ban runs through September 30th. Other Georgia counties will still be required to follow specific fire safety guidelines and local burning ordinances. New data from the USDA's Economic Research Service shows meat processing and dairy product manufacturing are the largest components of food sector sales. According to Department of Commerce data, the manufacturing plants accounted for nearly $267 billion or 16.8% of sales, shipment values, and revenue from all U.S. manufacturing plants in 2021. Meat processing is the largest industry group in food and beverage manufacturing with 26.2% of sales in 2021. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association once again announced its opposition to the Processing Revival and Interstate Meat Exemption Act, or PRIME Act. The legislation would allow beef processed in a non-USDA-inspected facility to be distributed interstate, posing a threat to food safety and consumer-trusted beef. NCBA President Todd Wilkinson says while the PRIME Act is well-intentioned, allowing uninspected beef to enter the retail market is dangerous to consumers.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.